Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hello, I'm just starting off today to talk about tennis last night. And because we do sports and sports medicine on these shows, and you know that exercise and sports are kind of my thing, I don't know if you saw it last night, but Serena Williams held off her sister Venus and continued her bid for the Grand Slam. My producers and I were just arguing a little bit about some of it, but I just have to say it was an amazing bit of sports history, kind of like when the Manning brothers were playing each other in the Super Bowl. First of all, yes, they've played each other before. That has happened, but not when this kind of thing is on the line, really. Now Serena, who's 33 and the younger of the two sisters, is just two victories away from joining Maureen Connolly and Steffi Graf as the only women to win all four major single titles in a season. And it's been like a quarter of a century since this has been done. So she has two more games to play, matches to play, whatever you want to call them, to play, and then she will make history. And the only one to stop her from making history would have been her sister. And I find that fascinating. It was a great game. And if you watched it at the very end, the way that they hugged really kind of brought a tear to your eye. It was very emotional. It was really sweet. I think that it was a sweet minute, and that it was something that if you don't even watch tennis, which I do not, I'm not a big tennis fan, but I kind of couldn't miss this one because I thought that it was a really big deal. And my daughter watched it with me, and we both, she watched the whole thing, and I was shocked because tennis is not exactly the most exciting sport, but it was last night. So here's to the Williams sisters, because that was an amazing match, and to Serena, I just think it was great, and it was a very exciting match to watch. So starting off there, and now kind of switching gears here to talk about Suicide Prevention Week. And we know that in these top of the news story hour, we're talking about things that matter to you. We're talking about ways these things can help you and or things you can do about them. How they affect you, really, is what we're talking about. And suicide affects everybody in one way or another. You may not have known someone that ever did, or maybe you did, but it's a horrible, horrible thing to contemplate killing yourself. And so in this week, we just have to mention suicide prevention and the stigma and at college campuses, the anxiety and stress. It's a really, really terrible situation. So just remember that one of their mantras is talk saves lives. If you think that somebody is struggling with depression or anxiety, talk to them. It's been proven that if you ask questions like, have you ever thought about committing suicide, that that is not going to give them an idea that they didn't already have. That is proven. They've talked about that. It is not something, if you say, have you ever thought about ending your life, that you are now giving them this idea. That's absolutely not true. Listen to their story. Let them talk. Ask if they can talk in private. Ask questions to open up that conversation. How are you doing? You haven't seemed yourself lately. Is everything okay? Is there anything I can do for you? And then encourage them to seek mental health services and offer to help them if that's what it takes, because we can all be involved. It's something that's really, really important. And I think that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has really great information. So talk saves lives. It's definitely something that if you know someone struggling with depression or anxiety, that you should definitely get involved in. Don't turn your head away. Look to someone you love and offer your hand. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Healthy children. Stay tuned and stay well.